let's run the numbers as we hit that point when we turn our attention to the million-dollar sandbar known as Miami Beach.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
Off another strong week for the service. Gave you Utah easy over Stanford. Told you despite the Aaron Rodgers mess, the Pack was the play with the points. And Denver over the Cowboys, though I was told I need to give you a little bit of grief over your Ducks and Dogs pick. But anyway, on Twitter, use the handle at Paramount Sports. Lee Sterling, how we doing?
They're trying to hand the game to you. And you guys should have won the game by 40 points.
Oh, yeah. Well, with the start, with the interception, then the safety, we were like, this isn't really going to happen like this.
Right.
So, more importantly, have you done a welfare check on Softy? Because I know he had a lot of eggs in this basket.
Yeah, he's not doing too well right now. So, he said they're a hockey town.
Oh, and by the way, it is insane. The thing I love the most about it is it's not even NHL fans who are picking up. It's people who've never followed hockey all of a sudden are checking it out and like, oh my God, this is the best thing in the world live. Because when you see NHL, TV doesn't do it justice.
No, not at all. And the funniest thing about it is a lot of people want to sit Southern Heights. It's not the best place to see if you're going to watch a hockey game. You want to be in the corners and actually a little high. Not too high, but high.
Well,
first couple rows of the upper deck.
Now you
anyone looking
careful.
To buy seats.
Remember here in Eugene, when you tell people they got to be high, they may take it a different way. So
right. No, I understand. first couple rows, first three, four, five rows in the corner, I think are the best seats. Blue line to the corner. You don't want to be straight behind the net, but blue line to the corner, you'll really enjoy it. You see the patterns, you see things open up.
Now, you're talking to somebody who grew up at the Garden, Nassau, Philly, just too much.
Well, my youngest is in New York City, so she's now going to hockey games, basketball games, Jets and Giants games. So,
The Garden still packs it. The Garden's still sweet. So, by the way, last night, what about your Dolphins? I mean, that defense, Tua off the pine. I know a lot of people were shocked. What was your read on that?
I thought they had a chance to win the game. Now, I liked them more with Tua. I was hoping he would start. But, I had the game, and I even had sprinkled some money line in on the game. So, I don't think Baltimore's that good. I mean, they got a great quarterback. But other than their quarterback and maybe a tight end, a defensive back, a few defensive linemen, this is not a championship team.
Well, I think we could say that's obviously now. Man, talk about disappointing. Although I don't like Baltimore, so the hell with them. All right. So let's get to the action. Rocky Top, Vols Season 1 under Josh Heupel. They're 5-4, but they just got their biggest win against Kentucky. But now they got to take on Georgia in this defense. It almost seems like it doesn't matter whether it's Bennett or JT Daniels at quarterback. So UGA goes on the road laying 20. What gives here?
So whenever I watch Georgia games this year, it seems like my notes say a lot of the same things, like you can't go toe-to-toe with this team and defense. So maybe the only way to, have a shot here against them is a different type of offense. And Tennessee runs at up-tempo, go-go spread, and it's been effective early in games. In fact, they lead the nation and first quarter points at 15.5 points in the first quarter. So they don't have the depth, and usually teams can figure it out a little bit as they go along. But we've seen some teams have some breaks in coverage and not get set. So, as long as Hendon Hooker's healthy, they can be competitive here. Now, the question is, do you want to lay three touchdowns? And the last three games, I mean, they've had some big spreads, but Georgia has not covered each of the last three games. And Stetson Bennett, let's say they're up by 7 or 10 points late third, early fourth. Do you really want to lay three touchdowns to Stetson Bennett, a quarterback? I mean, the guy, I think he looks more, has plays more the part of being like president of his fraternity as opposed to the quarterback of a national championship team. I think Georgia wins 31-23, but I think it's going to be a tight ball game.
All right. You know, despite being a blue blood and one of just two Power 5 teams unbeaten, it's crazy that Oklahoma is just eighth for the playoff, but you know, you look at their resume, but this is an opportunity. Baylor's number 13. Man, you think of Baylor, usually it's just slinging it, but they run the ball with Abram Smith, Tristan Ebner. Sooners going into Waco, laying 5. What do you like here?
So the change that OU made, Caleb Williams in for Spencer Rattler, is obviously the right change. But they still don't look like a 9-0 team. I mean, their defense will get a couple guys back on the back end, and, you know, I still don't think that this is a, you know, championship-level defense here. So they ran into a bear trap, did Baylor, last week. I mean, they, when they went to TCU, they faced a quarterback that they had not seen. They had no film on. They faced a defense where Gary Patterson said, you know what, I'm not going to leave just yet. I'm going to help out the defense this weekend. And they came with a different array of blitzes. And just one of those games didn't work out for Baylor. But Dave Aranda's defense, they held OU to 27 points last year in Norman and only 269 total yards. OU on the road in the Big 12 this year, 0-2 against the spread at Kansas, where we remember they almost lost, and they had a struggle at Kansas State. So Baylor's really good at home. I mean, 5-0 straight up and against the spread, and it seems like every Big 12 team, they want to take their crack here at OU in Texas on the way out. Baylor pulls off the stunner here. I know you'll love this one, 30-27.
Since I do love that, by the way,
fall
into Oregon. So Ohio State crushed their next 5 opponents. Then, you know, they needed 2 fourth quarter TDs to get past Penn State. They let Big Red hang around. Now they host, I guess we can call them the giant killer, Purdue, who've knocked off a couple of top 5s. And the odds makers are like, let's calm down a bit. Buckeyes big on the road by 20. What say you?
So let's look at Purdue and what a run they've had. I mean, they've knocked off second upset of top 5 teams in the last 4 weeks. They, they went in 2018. They played at home, West Lafayette, against Ohio State, who was number 2 in the country, and they spanked them 49-20. So they are certainly capable here. But let's see what happened after this big upset. 2018. After that big upset of Ohio State, they lost to Michigan State. This year, after they beat Iowa, they lost to a pretty average Wisconsin team. So I just don't think Purdue has faced this kind of dangerous offense this season. Ohio State here has, I think it looks like, possibly 3 receivers that could get drafted here in the first round. So they've got a quarterback, C.J. Stroud. They get on a roll. Who knows? I mean, he could end up winning the Heisman. He had his 3rd 400-yard passing game. I just think Purdue is happy to just be bowl eligible, and they threw the kitchen sink at Michigan State last week. Ohio State, romper room special, 51-20 over Purdue.
50 romper room special. You're dating me. I used to watch that when I was a kid. Off their defensive curb stomping of Washington and Seattle, where after they gave the Dogs 9 points, Oregon rolls 26-16, number 3 in the playoffs. I think this is a really dangerous Washington State team who can throw it, and unlike the Mike Leach years, they can run it. They got 2 good backs. They're ball hawkers on defense. Odds makers have the Ducks pretty solid 14-point home chalk. What do you think gives in Eugene?
Yeah, the Cougs, I mean, they believe in themselves. 6 straight covers. They got a quarterback, Jaden DeLore. I mean, 17 touchdown passes. The kid's gaining experience. He's a playmaker. The Cougs have also covered a remarkable, I didn't realize it until I started studying the game on the week, a remarkable 10 straight in the series here. So the Duck games, the visitor and the dog, 7-1 against the spread this year. I think the Cougs are going to make it 11 straight against the spread. I think the Ducks survive 31-28, but I think 14 points here is too much.
I'm sure nervous about that number. No, yep. no question about it. Yep. So one NFL game last week, the Packers had Jordan Love in there for the Chiefs. Seahawks are off a bye. Geno played three games. They went 1-2 because of the NFC being so thin. They're still in it. Looks like we'll probably have the dueling Hall of Famers back. Last week, Green Bay's D was terrific. The number is small, though. Green Bay, a three-point pick at Lambeau. How do you see this one playing out?
So, I think Green Bay's played pretty well. As long as they've had their quarterback, and he will be back, it looks like. But they keep taking hits on defense, already without their best pass rusher in Smith, their best cornerback. And now it looks like Kenny Clark, their nose tackle, probably will not play. With a back injury, you can't keep taking hits like that. And they just haven't faced a quarterback like Russell Wilson. So I think the combination of playing a different style quarterback, a different offense, who runs a lot north and south as opposed to some other teams that don't have the same blocking schemes, I think it's going to create some problems. Seattle hasn't won there in forever. And just think that coming off the bye, it's been big for NFL teams here. So I'm going to say for the first time in almost, it seems like forever, Seattle pulls off the shocker here, 30-24.
All righty. You know, we always talk about a lot of fun games, and now, though, when it's time for the games to roll, Paramount Sports is about one thing, finding the advantageous matchups so you can pick winners from your clients. The game of the week, Oregon State needs to snap out of it. They're playing Stanford in Corvallis. So, Lee, let the folks know how to get that one and all Paramount Sports has to offer.
Yeah, they want to get that game. Just call 800-400-9741. We'll give them the game for free. Again, the number 800-400-9741. And normally, you know, a lot of people call this month November. We call it Dovember, Paramount Sports. You know that by now. But it's normally $300, $297 for the 3 weeks. But I'm doing so well in all the sports, I'm going to add basketball. We've got college basketball and NBA. I'm going to add in hockey, where we're probably number one in the world. And UFC, where we've won five of the last seven cards. We're going to give you all four sports through the end of November, just $297. How do you get it? One place, ParamountSports.com.
All righty, Lee. Fun stuff, as always. Have a fantastic weekend. And, heck, by the time we catch up next week, 2 weeks left in the college football regular season, the plot thickens. Have a good weekend, Lee.
Okay, you too. See you, Steve.
All right, bye.